Yes, we are inching closer to Christmas Day. It's the time of the year where we have Christmas cookies, maybe a little bit of hot chocolate, eggnog, and a whole bunch of sweets. I'll tell you, welcome to Sunday Worship here on this December the 17th, 2017. Joey Kroll apparently having a sweet tooth this morning. If you're not too familiar with Sunday worship, that's all right. Won't hold it against you. Sunday worship is a program that's all about Jesus, the living word. We focus on him. We focus on the written word, scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And for the next 30 minutes, we have some wonderful Christ-centered Christmas songs, songs to remind you that Jesus is the reason for this season. So sit back, relax, throw another log into the fire, because we need to be warmed up anyways. Here's Michael W. Smith and Emmanuel on today's edition of Sunday Worship. That's right. Jesus is the reason for this season, and I should say every season. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Galatians 4:4 says, when the set time had fully come, God sent his son. You know, O. Henry's classic tale, The Gift of the Magi, tells of Jim and Della, a young couple who were married. They were struggling financially, and as Christmas time approached, they wanted to give each other special gifts. However, their lack of finances kind of drove them to, I guess, drastic measures, I would say. Jim's prized possession is a gold watch, while Della's prized possession is her long, beautiful hair. So Jim sells his watch in order to buy combs for Della's hair, while Della sells her hair to buy a gold chain for Jim's watch. The story has become a beloved one because it reminds us that sacrifice is at the heart of true love. And sacrifice is love's truest measure, friend. You know, this idea is appropriate, if you really think about it, for Christmas, because sacrifice is the heartbeat of the birth of Christ. Jesus Christ was born to die, and he was born to die for us. Matthew 1:21 says, you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
Well, he cried when he was hungry, did all the things that babies do. He rocked and he napped on his mother's lap, and he wiggled and giggled and cooed. There were the cheers when he took his first step, and the tears when he got his first teeth. Almost everything about this little baby seemed as natural as it could be. In the sky, this baby had come to change the world.
changing, like his complexion and the sound of his voice. Was the work to be done as a carpenter's son, and all the neighbors said it's such a fine boy. Life that he lived and the death that he died. He showed us heaven with his hands and his heart. This man was God's own son.
I was 4, and it was my first picture on Santa's lap. I'm stone-faced, leaning as far away as I can get. It was crazy. I was scared to get close to the one who just wanted to give me something. You know, it's easy to make that mistake with God. Maybe things have happened to you that have made it hard for you to trust anyone, including the one who loves you the most, your Creator. Here's what the Bible says God did for you that first Christmas. He did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. God sent Jesus to die for you. And anyone who loves you enough to die for you will never do you wrong. If you're ready to experience this love that you've been missing so long, we're waiting to help you begin this relationship at 888-NEED-HIM. Or you can chat with us live at chataboutjesus.com. This can be your first Christmas with Christ in your heart.
magnifying and lifting up the King of Kings today. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Hey, when you have some time today or this week, be sure to like us on Facebook. Sunday Worship Radio, right there on Facebook. I love this quote from Dr. David Jeremiah. He said, "All the Christmas presents in the world are worth nothing without the presence of Christ." Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
By me forever. and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with thee
that you are having yourself a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship today. And I tell you what, this is such a pretty time of the year. I'm not a big fan of the cold weather, the ice, or the driving in the snow or having to shovel it, but it's such a pretty time of the year. I know our church, Galilee Baptist in Decatur, doing lots of Christmas festivities, and I hope it's the same for you and your church as well. You know, the American Heritage Dictionary says relief is a feeling of reassurance and relaxation following release from anxiety or distress. I'll tell you what, relief is what Simeon felt when he first saw the 8-day-old baby Jesus. And what was the anxiety or distress that Simeon felt? Well, it was the stress of waiting and watching for God's Messiah to appear. See, the Holy Spirit had revealed to him that he would not die before seeing the Messiah. And now he said to the Lord in Luke 2:26, "You are letting your servant depart." Watch this. "In peace." God had promised Simeon that he would see the Messiah, and it happened. He didn't need to wait to see the Messiah's kingdom. He only needed to know that the Messiah had come. He could depart from this world in peace. And friend, for that same reason, you and I can celebrate Christmas in peace. The Messiah has come. God has fulfilled his word. All will soon be right with the world when the Messiah establishes his kingdom on earth. And all God's people said, amen.
It's a glorious Christmas morn, every home and heart adorned.
Fires glow, children know, love is in the air.
While we sing of old sleigh rides, winter rooms outside.
A jingle bell, all is well, faith and God is shared.
It's a wonderful kind of feeling, like you're living in a house that has no ceiling. And all of earth and heaven is where you live your life. And all you can do is sing Gloria, praise to God the King. And all you can do is sing Gloria, let the glories ring into the world. Sing Gloria, the story of Jesus is true. Sing Gloria, sing Gloria, sing Gloria. Such a curious story born, leading to the crossing war.
Savior King, peace he brings to all who believe.
Gather round, it's time to pray, celebrate this Christmas day.
Voices lift and thanks for gifts each of us receive. Oh, it's a wonderful kind of feeling, like you're living in a house that has no ceiling. And all of earth and heaven is where you live.
That's right, lifting up the Christ of Christmas right here on Great News Radio. Joey Kroll here with you on today's edition of Sunday Worship, already the 17th day of December. And, of course, Christmas is a week from tomorrow. about that. And then the next thing you know, it's going to be 2018. But Fred, as we inch closer to wrapping up this year, would you remember us? Oh, with a special gift of support, your gift, by the way, 100% tax deductible. Consider making a gift today. You can send in your check to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can make your gift online safely and securely at greatnewsradio.org and click on the button that says donate. And from all of us here, thank you for your continued prayers and faithful contributions. Well, friend, as I'm going to hang up my headphones and spend some time with God's people, and I hope you have a chance to do the same. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.